The Armed Forces Radio Theater presents Johnny Cartwright's Camera, starring Olin Soleil.
Johnny Cartwright is a newspaper photographer and a good one. He likes his job and he works hard at it. And right now, he's developing some pictures in the press darkroom with the somewhat dubious assistance of a lad by the name of Dopey.
Hey, Dopey.
Yeah, Mr. Cartwright? You call me Mr. Cartwright? What is it, huh?
Hand me that frame of plates over there on the shelf. And be careful. You had a tough time getting those shots.
Yes, sir, Mr. Cartwright. Right away, Mr. Cartwright. Here they are, tell you. Oh,
look out there.
Oh, Mr. Cartwright.
Great day in the morning. Look at that. You've smashed every confounded plate in the rack. You clumsy, good-for-nothing idiot.
Oh, golly, Mr. Cartwright. I am awful sorry. Gee, I didn't mean to do nothing like that. Mr. Cartwright, honest. I sort of let loose my whole life and then I...
Oh, shut up.
Yes, sir.
Oh, whole day's work smashed the smithereens of all the witless wonders. Well, clean up the mess, Dopey. I'm going out and grab a handful of aspirin.
Hi there, Johnny.
Hey, what's up? Trouble?
You guessed it.
Oh, not Dopey again.
Yeah, he clings to me like a shroud.
He's not very smart, is he?
Dopey? Smart?
His brains were the original pattern for the... Well, it's not his IQ I'm kicking about, though. It's his confounded clumsiness.
Why on earth did you ever hire him?
I didn't. Chief did. He just happens to be the chief's brother-in-law, that's all. Uh-oh. Speak of the devil, don't look now, but here comes the chief.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Lane.
Yes, Chief?
Get up off your brain. The scene of victory, Doc, today from Rio. Pier 63. Senorita Deleuze is aboard.
Deleuze?
Yes, get going.
Gangway.
Oh, the glorious Gloria.
Woo-hoo. Hey, Dopey.
Yeah, Mr. Cartwright?
Bring my speed graphic and the film back adapter.
Yes, sir.
And 3 packs of Superplan and make it snappy.
Woo-hoo, Deleuze, the South American sway.
Where are you going, Mr. Cartwright, huh? You going somewhere, Mr. Cartwright? Are you, Mr. Cartwright?
We are departing, my little man, to bask in the effulgence of the deliriously delicious Senorita Deleuze, sometimes known as the Brazilian rumba number.
The gal who put the hacha in La Cucaracha.
Oh, golly, Senorita Deleuze. Oh, can I go through, Mr. Cartwright, please? Can I, Mr. Cartwright, now? Can I go through, Mr.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
I don't want you messing up an otherwise pleasant afternoon.
I beg your pardon, Cartwright, but do you mean to intimate that my brother-in-law...
Oh, the things I do for a living. All right, then. Come on, Dopey. But make it snappy. We got to catch that ship before she lands.
Senorita Deleuze, how do you like the United States?
Well,
Miss Deleuze, do you find American men more or less attractive than men of your country?
Oh, well, the men...
Senorita, is it true you've signed a Hollywood contract?
Bud, please. You must not ask me questions so quick.
Oh, we didn't mean...
Sorry, big.
What's that, John?
Pictures, remember?
I came here to get some pictures.
Oh, yes, of course.
Senorita Deleuze,
yes.
My cameraman is here. Would you mind if he took a few pictures for our newspaper?
Pictures? Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, swell. Fine. Then, if you'll be kind enough to sit over here on this rail, senorita.
Oh, here?
There, that's it. Now, if you'll just cross your,
Oh, you Americans, so frank. But if you insist, like this, you mean?
Yeah, like that. I mean, like that. Okay, Dopey, let's have the camera.
Yes, sir, Mr. Cartwright. Coming right up. Here you are, Mr. Cartwright.
Look, now grab that camera. What have you done now?
Golly, it slipped right out of my hands, Mr. Cartwright. Gee, I'm so sorry, Mr. Cartwright.
You blundering nitwit.
Oh, I'm terrible sorry, Mr. Cartwright. Gee, I didn't mean to drop it, honest. I just sort of tripped,
oh,
I did.
Oh, give me that box.
Yes, sir.
If it's broken, I'll carve your cranium into a totem pole.
Yes, sir.
Let me see it.
Oh, how is it, Johnny?
Well, lens seems to be okay. Yes. Shutter's not broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing for you, too, right? Well, never mind. If you're ready now, Senorita Deleuze.
Most certainly, senor. Now, how is this?
Well, just a trifle higher, if you don't mind.
higher on the rail?
No. I didn't mean the rail. I meant your,
Oh, I see. You mean, like this?
Maybe. It ain't bad.
Hiya, Johnny. Hey, are those prints ready yet?
Well, let's go see. Dopey's working on them.
Okay.
That's funny. Dopey? Hey, Dopey.
He's not in the dark room.
Not unless he's taking a bath in the hypo pan. Gone again. I tell you, Ted, that guy's the laziest. Good for nothing.
Hello, Mr. Cartwright.
Oh, there you are, in the woodwork.
Yes, sir.
Where are those shots we took at Delise?
Pictures, Mr. Cartwright?
Yeah, pictures.
Oh, I finished developing them, I did, and I took them over to the boss. He wanted to see them right away. He was figuring on using them in the three stars. Until he seen them, that is.
What do you mean? Didn't they turn out?
Well,
you mean the camera did get broken after all?
Oh, it wasn't exactly that, Mr. Cartwright. Maybe you better go see the boss yourself. He wants to see you and Mr. Lane, he does.
Yeah, all right, we will. Come on, Ted. But if there's anything the matter with my camera, I'll take it out of your hide, Dopey.
Yes? Who is it?
Johnny Cartwright, Chief, and Ted Lane.
Oh, you. Come in.
Dopey, Carruthers said you wanted to see us, boss.
Yes, that's right. Well, boys, it didn't take you very long to cover your assignment, did it?
Well, you know us, Chief. Do or die for the dear old blade.
I like that. Especially the die part. And you, Ted, I suppose you got a fine story?
Oh, it's on the spike. Haven't you seen it?
I have. And a more brilliant accumulation of quite uninspired banalities I've never read in 20 years of editing.
Huh?
When interviewed today, Senorita DeLee said she was tremendously impressed with the height of our American skyscrapers and the width of our American shoulders.
Well, after all, Chief, what do you expect of a striptease, a professional dancer? You know, she's not here to exhibit her brains to the American public.
That will do. And you, Johnny, while Lane was preparing this staggering opus, I suppose you were making some startling shots of Senorita DeLee's celebrated profile.
Is that what you call him? Learn something every day, huh? Maybe I ought to title those pics Profiles in Nylon.
Yes, those pics. Maybe you two ought to start looking for new jobs.
What?
But we didn't do anything.
Come clean, what was the score?
The score?
I suppose you didn't go to the ball game. Then where were you? Bending elbows down at Joe's place?
Hey, now, wait a minute, Chief. You sent us to interview DeLees, and that's where we went. You've seen the proofs, haven't you?
Have I?
The pics. You've seen the pics, haven't you?
I've seen these, if that's what you mean.
But what the...
There are your pictures. Look at them. A fine pair of newspaper men you are.
Hey, but wait a minute. These aren't pictures of Gloria DeLees at all.
You're telling me?
Well, they're pictures of a steamship.
On fire.
Yeah, just about the same spot where we were today. Look, Ted.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that dock. And golly, look, small boats being lowered.
Water dotted with the heads of swimmers.
People jumping from the burning ship and the fireboats racing up.
Cheaper, look at this one. The smoke's cleared away. Now you can see the ship's name.
Yeah. The S.S. Cymbeline.
Right.
But, Chief, this is terrible.
Awful. We didn't see anything like this. When did it happen?
That's just it, you fakers. It didn't happen. The steamship Cymbeline is on our way here from Bermuda at this moment. She won't dock until tomorrow. Get out of here.
But, Chief...
You're fired, both of you.
Chief, I tell you, there must be some mistake. I didn't take these pictures. Ask Dopey. He'll tell you.
Don't try to pass the buck, Cartwright. Dopey, I mean my brother-in-law, brought me these pictures right out of your camera. Now, get out.
All right.
I knew I shouldn't have chipped in on that bronze paperweight last Christmas.
Mr. Cartwright.
Yeah, yeah. What is it, Dopey?
I'm sorry if I got you in trouble, Mr. Cartwright. Honest, I am. I didn't mean no harm, Mr. Cartwright. Mm. But you said I was to take them pictures to the editor as soon as they were developed, so I didn't.
Oh, shut up. You know perfectly well those aren't the pictures I snapped on the Victory.
Honest to goodness, Mr. Cartwright, them was the pictures that was in the camera. I seen them fire scenes, and I thought it was kind of funny, but you told me to give the prints to the chief.
Okay,
so I...
okay. You're as sappy as a maple tree in April.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're covering up some dumb trick of your own.
Yes.
But see if I care. I can find a better job than this in 5 minutes.
Yeah, ditto. I never did like working for this rag anyhow. Who'll we give a break first, Johnny? The Globe?
Just a minute. Dopey, hand me that camera.
Yes, sir.
That's mine, you know, not the blade.
Oh, yeah, and hand me a couple of dozen film packs while you're at it.
Oh, but Mr. Cartwright, that wouldn't be honest.
Don't give me arguments, give me film packs. I'm declaring myself a dividend, a little farewell present from the paper.
Yes, sir, Mr. Cartwright. About that speed graphic of yours, Mr. Cartwright.
Yeah?
I think it got sort of damaged-like when it fell, sort of. Kind of. But if you'll let me, I think I can fix it for you. I'm a good mechanic, Mr. Cartwright. Honest, I am.
Skip it. Gimme.
All right, Ted.
Yeah, whenever you are. Okay, let's get going. So long, Dopey.
So long, Mr. Cartwright.
And if I never see you again, it'll be too soon.
Seems funny to be walking out of the old dump forever.
What's the matter? You going soft on me?
Oh, no, but I...
Hey, look. The door of the chief's office is open.
Yeah.
I'm going to snap a farewell picture of the old slop.
What for? Your memory book?
No, to enter in the annual wildlife picture contest. Human anteater lurking in his lair. There, got it. All right, now let's get out of here, Ted.
Yeah.
Glow dust off to welcome, Matt.
Well, now, boys, I'd like to take you on the Globe, but we're overstaffed as it is. However, if you'll accept 40 a week as a starting salary, I...
40 a week? Are you kidding?
Come on, Ted, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Sorry, fellas, the trip doesn't need any men just now.
Nothing open. Why don't you try the blade? I understand they just lost a paranoid town hack.
No jobs open, sorry.
Not today, sorry.
Sorry?
Sorry. 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 Sorry.
Well, well yourself.
We've covered the town like a blanket and it's no soap. Now what?
I don't know. What's the matter with the rags in this burg, anyhow? Don't they recognize genius when they see it?
Johnny.
Huh?
Do you think we maybe made a mistake? You know, maybe we ought to go back and apologize.
Oh, no, not in a million years. I'd rather die of starvation first.
Is that a vow or a prediction? Well, we can't sit on this park bench all night. I'm going home and sleep. How about you?
Yeah. Guess I'd better grab a hunk of shut-eye, too. Gee, I wish I had my own darkroom.
Darkroom? What for?
Well, those pics I snapped while we were wandering around this afternoon.
Oh.
How am I going to get them developed now that I can't use the blades equipment?
Yeah, that's right.
That snap of the breeze-blown blonde in front of the First National Bank ought to be a breath-snatcher in any man's library.
Yeah.
Oh, well. See you about 2 tomorrow.
Yeah, 2. Right. We'll keep on hunting for jobs, even if we have to go all the way across the water to Brooklyn.
Morning, Mabel.
Morning, you're answering, Mr. Cartwright. It's 2:15 in the afternoon. Why aren't you at work?
Why don't you mind your own business? Give me some cereal and coffee and...
Sweet to the sweet. That's what I always say.
Shoot one from guns. Couple doses. Hey there! Kingly blade, read all about the paper, mister?
Yeah, give me a blade.
Ah, here you are, sir. Thank you. Hey there, read all about it here. Right there.
Holy cow.
What's the matter?
Matter? Look at this headline.
Hmm?
12 dead, 130 injured in river tragedy. Boiler explosion blamed for fire aboard SS Cymbeline. For further exclusive blade photographs, turn to page 9.
Oh, ain't that terrible? It's like I always said, though. Then excursion.
Terrible? Uh-huh. Listen, you don't realize what this means. Let me out of here.
Your breakfast.
It's yourself. You burned it.
Johnny, look at the paper. Did you see what...
Did I see? You bet I did. Come on, let's go find out what this is all about.
Yeah.
The curtain falls on Act One of Johnny Cartwright's Camera. Act Two follows in just a moment. Second act opens, the news of the fire aboard the SS Cymbeline has sent Johnny and Ted scurrying back to the offices of the Daily Blade.
Hey, Bud, is the chief in?
No, but he said when you two came in, you were to wait for him. He wants to see you.
Yeah, I figured he would. Come on, Ted. We'll wait in the dark room.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Cartwright. Hello, Mr. Lane.
Hello, Dopey.
Gee, I'm glad you come back. I am. I missed you. Do you want I should work on that camera now?
Don't touch it, boo.
Huh?
That's French for keep your paws off, Dobie.
Oh, oui, monsieur.
But there's a half pack in the adapter. Develop it if you want to.
Half a pack, Mr. Cartwright? Sure, Mr. Cartwright. I'll develop it right away. What's in it, Mr. Cartwright?
Oh, various and sundry junk. That snap of the cheese, Ted. And those shots I snagged around town yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Sure, let me see that babe I told you about. Well, hey, there's the boss now. Well, Chief. Chief.
Oh, there, Cartwright. Lane, glad to see you. Come into my office.
Chief, that story.
Yeah, those pics, Chief.
Boys, you're both hired back again, and I'm putting through ratings. Those pictures are the most astounding example of newspaper ingenuity I've seen in all my years of experience.
Yeah?
But, Johnny... How did you know that fire was going to happen? Did you have an inside tip?
Now, Chief, listen. Those pics were not fake.
Won't reveal your source of information, eh, Johnny? Well, that's your privilege as a newspaper man. Here, have a cigar.
Well, thanks, Chief.
Say, thanks.
I'm sorry if I seemed a little impetuous yesterday, but, well... Accidents will happen, you know. And you must admit the circumstances were a trifle, peculiar. But in the future... Yes, what is it?
It's me.
The fly in the ointment.
Now, Johnny, I've asked you not to talk that way about my own brother-in-law. Come in, Dopey.
Here's them pictures he asked me to develop, Mr. Cartwright.
Oh, yeah, all right, thanks. Well, what are you hanging around for?
They're kind of funny, Mr. Cartwright. Are you sure that the camera's working all right? I mean, I'd like to fix it for it if you'll let me, Mr. Cartwright.
Funny? What's so funny about it?
Well,
hey, who told you to snap pictures around here?
I didn't snap no pictures, Mr. Cartwright. Them's the pictures what was in the camera, honest. That's what I was talking about when I said...
Yes, I see. Yeah. You better run along, Dobie.
Yes, sir. Sure, Mr. Cartwright. Mm-hmm. You say so. But I still say there's something awful funny.
Now, Chief, what was it you were saying about in the future?
Why, simply that in the future, boys, I want to see that you have more opportunities to display your talent.
Yeah, sure. Quiet, Johnny. The boss is talking.
Yeah, I know, but look at these pictures.
Later. Go ahead, boss. You were saying?
Just a moment. Johnny, what's wrong?
Chief, you just handed Ted and me cigars, didn't you?
What? Well, yes, I did.
And very good ones, too. And it's the first time in all the years we've been working here you ever did such a thing, isn't it?
Why, come to think of it, I believe it is. But what does that to do with it?
All right, then look at these pictures Dopey just handed me. This top one shows you handing cigars to Ted and me.
What? But that's impossible.
Let me see, Johnny.
Yeah.
Why, see?
Why, it does.
That's why I asked Dopey if he snapped any pictures around here, but he said he didn't. And now, after studying all of them, I believe him. Here, look at the rest of these. You see this one?
A traffic jam at Duffy Square. What's so unusual about that?
Nothing, except that when I took it, it was a picture of an automobile accident.
What? But there's no accident there now.
I know. And this one?
An empty park bench in Central Park.
I tell you, there were two lovers wrapped up like toasted marshmallows on that bench when I snapped the picture. Yeah, and this picture of two bricklayers. That was supposed to be the mayor laying a cornerstone.
Well, he's not in it now.
And this one. Here. This was the one I told you about, Ted. The breeze-blown honey in front of the First National. But look at it now.
Oh, sweet saints. Three thugs blasting their way out of the bank.
A black limousine at the curb. Bystanders running away. A guard shot.
It's a holdup, Johnny.
But why wasn't it reported? I didn't see anything about it in today's paper.
What's that? A robbery at the First National Bank?
Yeah.
Of course you didn't see anything about it in the Blade, because it didn't happen.
No, that's right. It didn't happen. It will happen, though, this afternoon.
What? Johnny, do you feel all right?
Cartwright, you must be crazy. What is... Yes? What is it?
Chief, we just got a flash from police headquarters. The First National Bank was held up 3 minutes ago. Three robbers shot a guard and escaped in a black limousine.
Three robbers in a back 3 minutes ago? Jumping! Tear out the front page! Stop the presses! And send a call boy up here this minute.
Sure, boss.
But hurry! I've got a picture of that robbery. Another marvelous job, Johnny. You're second in as many days.
Well, thanks, Chief.
But you get in trouble hiding the source of these tips, my boy. We've got to tell the police. Even wonderful montage jobs like these.
But it wasn't a montage job, Chief. That picture was the real thing.
Real thing?
Johnny, I don't understand. Well, neither do I, completely. But I think I'm beginning to. Ted... You remember when Dobie dropped my camera on the deck of the Victory?
Yes, of course.
Well, we thought the box was all right. And it was. Except that somehow, something inside got messed up. That's why we didn't bring back any pictures of Deleuze. Instead, we got pictures of a more important event that was going to happen at the same spot 24 hours later.
24 hours?
Yeah, don't ask me how or why. I'm as much in the dark about it as you. I'm a cameraman, not a physicist. All I know is my camera was damaged in such a way that now it takes pictures of what'll happen in the spot its lens is focused on the next day.
But that's impossible.
Incredible, yes, but not impossible.
Huh?
Well, I'm no physicist either, but... Well, I think I see an explanation. You remember Dopey said the lens and shutter were knocked out of alignment. Well, maybe they've fallen into some... Well, crazy angle in relation to each other, so that Johnny's camera now takes pictures through the fourth dimension.
The fourth dimension?
Yes. The fourth dimension is the time dimension, you know.
Time dimension? What's that mean?
Why, time is the fourth dimension of space, that's all.
I don't get it.
Well, look, I'll show you. Now, suppose I arrange to meet you at the corner of 45th and Broadway. Okay. But if I were on the ground floor and you were on the third floor, well, we wouldn't meet, would we?
Why no, but...
That's because height is the third dimension of space. Now, suppose we arrange to meet on the third floor of a building at 45th and Broadway, but I was there on Tuesday and you were there on Wednesday. We still wouldn't meet. Because time is the fourth dimension of space. You get it?
Frankly, no.
No, neither do I exactly. But I don't care much. All I know is that if Ted's right, we've got something here that'll make a fortune for all of us. For us and for the Blade.
Great guns, I see what you mean. Tomorrow's headlines, today.
Exactly. All the important battles, the big national events, gala openings,
election results, crime,
big society shindig.
We'll hire experts to analyze that box, study the twisted alignment.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll build 1,000 cameras just like it. We three will form a corporation to patent the camera that pictures tomorrow's news today.
Oh, terrific.
And there's another angle, too. We'll keep this under our hats for a while till we clean up big.
Gee, think of the horse races, football games,
stock market tips.
It's worth millions.
Billions.
Trillions.
And all because Dopey dropped my camera on the deck of the SS Victory.
Yeah, but you don't have to hold that against me no longer, Mr. Cartwright. No, sir, you don't.
Hold that, Dopey. Yes, hold it against you.
Yeah.
I don't, Dopey, I don't. Oh. All is forgiven.
Yeah, because I fixed your camera for you. See, Mr. Cartwright? Golly, it was in an awful mess. Them insides was all scrambled up, but I straightened it all out. I'm a good mechanic, I am. Hey, you. Hey, Mr. Cartwright, why are you looking at me like
why
that? And
you,
Mr. Lane,
Dopey,
and you,
Bob.
Hey, let go of me. Help! Help!
Calling all cars, calling all cars. Go to Daily Blade office immediately. Man being attacked. Man being attacked by three lunatics. That is all. That is all.
Johnny Cartwright's camera, starring Olin Soleil, has been a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Theater. Roger Rooney speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.